So here we see Guru Maharaj kept increasing austerity, although Narada Muni had not instructed him to do that. So how can we as sadhakas also keep increasing our austerities? So all of us need to choose our battles. We all have many battles to fight. Now I can say that I can improve my chanting, or I can improve my Shastric study, I can improve my Vaishnava relationships, or I have this service, I want to do more in this service. Now, if we try to improve everything, it will become such an unbearable burden that we will not even be able to maintain what we are doing. Just the burden will crush us. So we may have to choose, okay, this is the battle which is the most important for me, this is the battle which I will fight. And what that battle will be, that is up to the individual. Once we have followed the basic standards of bhakti, then which particular aspect of bhakti to intensify further? Some devotees may get a lot of strength by their chanting. Some others may get by Shastric study. Some others may get by just being with devotees and counseling them and guiding them, whatever. Different devotees may get that in different ways. So, the point is that we cannot keep stretching ourselves infinitely. The body and mind are made in a particular way. They are machines. And machines cannot be stretched beyond a particular limit. So, there is... I was in Australia last year, so I met Bhurujan Pramu. This year also I met him. So we are continuing the same discussion more or less. So Bhurujan Pramu told me that he is an introvert. I am also an introvert. So introvert means people, it's not that they don't like to meet people. They can't meet too many people. The social stamina gets exhausted. So I told him that, is it that Bhurujan Pramu, for those of you who do not know, he is a very senior spiritual master in our movement. He's written classic commentaries on the very nice commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. He's written the commentary on the Bhagavatam also. So I asked him that, is it that as we advance more and more, you know, we transcend our nature? So is it that, say, if a devotee is introvert, by practicing bhakti for 40 years, is it an introvert will become extrovert? So he told me, actually, you know, in youth, you have the passion to fight against your nature. As you grow older, you lose that passion. So that means, actually, for a devotee, as we become stabilized, initially what happens when the passion is, when Rajoguna is there, we want to achieve something. And whatever it takes to achieve, I'll do it. Whatever level of difficulty it is, it doesn't matter. Somehow or the other, I'll do it. But after some time, when you start practicing, you start realizing, okay, you know, some sort of struggle, some sort of agitation, they're just not worth it. I go through so much trouble, and what is the end result of it? You feel this battle is not really worth fighting for. So we all gradually learn which battles are worth fighting for us. Now, I'm not talking here in terms of defying anyone's instruction. We're talking about a situation where we have been allocated some services, and we are doing those services. But in terms of our own individual growth, what do we do? What do we focus on? So we find that certain battles, fighting them is not just worth it for us. And some other battles we fight, that's really worth it. So in a sense, he says, what I understood from his talk was that become purified, as we keep practicing bhakti, it is not that we reject our nature, but rather we connect more and more with Krishna through our nature. So we understand that I am different from my nature, but at the same time I understand this is the nature that I have. So I use it to connect with Krishna more and more. And so we could say it is like, it is austerity within one's comfort zone. What that means is that somebody is a Brahmana. That person likes to study. And on average they study for 4 hours. But someday they are told, now you study for 8 hours. That is austerity within their comfort zone. So, we all, now when I am using the word comfort zone, I am not using it in a negative sense, that of complacency and lethargy. But simply in the sense that that is something which you are comfortable with. So for example, now we are sitting for class. Say I am sitting to give class and you are sitting to hear class. Now, if I say that, you know, I will sit in a position that is very uncomfortable for me. Now, but if I sit in the uncomfortable position, maybe I can tolerate the pain, but that will simply be distracted. Now, within whatever situation we are, we try to sit as comfortably as possible so that we can focus on something else. So that we can focus on the discussion of the philosophy that is going on. Something similar. So our nature becomes like the natural launching pad for taking our consciousness towards Krishna. So if we observe ourselves, by observing ourselves, we learn that, okay, now these activities give me spiritual strength. After doing these activities, I feel stabler, I feel stronger, I feel happier, I feel purer. And then those are the activities which we focus on. So if we, one of the easiest ways to make oneself very insecure in bhakti is to associate with those whose standards are different from ours. So for example, if somebody is fully into distribution and we don't distribute books and we associate with them constantly, I'm doing nothing. I am doing nothing, and the mind is so cunning that from you are doing nothing, the mind says you are nothing. So that's why Jiva Rupa Goswami says that sajati ashay bhagavat bhakti usam, that we have to have like-minded devotee association. So that way, what is our nature? We learn gradually by the practice of bhakti, and nature doesn't necessarily have to be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. It can just be, this is what I naturally feel comfortable with. And within that, we can become more austere. Within that, we can become more focused. So, that is how, in my small understanding, we can raise our standards of practicing bhakti. We cannot just conform to some external standard and try to just rise higher, higher, higher. That external standard is important for some basic practices so that we are doing it. But beyond that, when it is up to individual practice, Prabhupada also writes in the introduction that once one has come to the mode of goodness, then how to advance further is revealed from within. Does that answer the question? Thank you very much. Yes, please.